Let's switch gears right now at 5:37 and go to the KRDO Newsline to New York. We speak with ABC's Dave Packard. Dave, Mercedes-Benz jumping into the game, all-electric plan very soon. When will this start?
Well, they're going to start this initiative as soon as possible to ramp up to their goal of getting pretty much all-electric by 2030. So they're going to do this in segments. They're saying by 2022, which is just around the corner, they're going to have electric vehicles available in all their segments, which means they'll have one available as a sedan or a car. They'll have a SUV. They'll have a truck. And, you know, they have the vans as well. 2025 is the big year where they're saying that all newly launched vehicles, any new vehicles they launch will be electric only, and any of the vehicles that they sell, their entire portfolio of cars and SUVs, will be available in an electric version. So you'll be able to say, you know, I want to have a certain model car. I want to have that electric. And they say you'll be able to do that by 2025. But, you know, this is a big investment, $47 billion in slowly converting this. Well, actually, you know, you think about the way these car companies move, it's pretty rapid. By 2030 to an electric car company.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, the big question will be with all these companies like Volkswagen and Audi and General Motors, all of them with their electric vehicles, will there be enough charging stations around the country to handle the load?
Yeah, Elon Musk has said now he's going to release his Tesla charging stations to all electric vehicles. I think that's going to help. To some degree, because he seems to have the biggest footprint right now in terms of charging stations in the United States. Mercedes is going to deploy their own fleet of charging stations, and they're saying with theirs, if you have a Mercedes and you plug into the car, not only does it charge your car, but it charges your credit card automatically. You don't even have to swipe. It just knows it's your car and takes its money, you know, from your account.
The government also has, with this infrastructure bill, part of it is charging stations.
So I think that Mercedes sees that this is all ramping up and they're looking toward the future. The one thing that's a big cost, in fact, one of the biggest costs of electric cars is the battery itself.
Yeah.
They're investing in 8 battery plants, which they're going to be putting together. And the anticipation is that they can get these batteries to the point where they can put a car out that will get 600 miles plus on a single charge. That's kind of the goal.
And Mercedes is such a big name. I mean, for Mercedes to get in this game, that means things are getting serious.
It does. It's not Tesla, which is kind of a boutique company. You know, GM has dappled in it, kind of tiptoed into this a little bit. We heard some big news from Volvo that they were going to be, by 2030, an all-electric car company. But Mercedes, yeah, it's a huge footprint. It's a major commitment, and it makes people notice when a Mercedes-Benz does this. And they're, as I said, they're not tiptoeing into this. This is a bold announcement of a major initiative and kind of an about face for the company, which has been known in Europe. Think about it, for diesel vehicles for so many
years.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so, you know, it's even more of a, an interesting change.
Yeah, no question about it. Dave, thanks for the time. Great information as always. We appreciate it.